It was thick up in here just a while ago, man. I know y'all don't know too much about me, but I am from San Antonio, and it's always an honor and privilege to come back to San Antonio and give the devil a black eye. And usually, I say that nicely because I say devil butt. Okay, y'all got all religious now. Here goes the religious cows. I'm going to kill a couple of them on the way. But it's too cold to be religious right now. Amen. So I've been actually in December in 1993 going into 1994. I gave my life to the Lord in an R.W. Shambach meeting. So I am kind of saying my age. But after that, I've been saved for 20 years. And I've been preaching for 19 years. And so I realize now in my comings and going that there is an authority in my voice now. So you never take lightly how many years you count the years and say, "Don devil, I got more authority." Look at your neighbor and say, "Devil, I got more authority." Hallelujah. Lift your hands just for a second. Say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your anointing. Thank you for your word. I want to get everything you have for me this morning. Everything." I said everything. Everything. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, you know, the Lord dropped in my spirit a word for this new season coming in. Usually I would preach this first of the year, but the Lord really instructed me. He says, "I want them to go into their new season before they get to the season." Because 2014, if the naysayers and all the people are talking, if it's going to be bad, it's going to be good for you. Well, you didn't hear what I said. You're like, "Oh, I don't know. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes, you know, it's all so bad. I can't even go to church. It's too cold. And this guy might be motivational. I don't wanna..." Believe me, we're going to have some fun tonight. Amen. Today, amen. All right, let's look in your Bibles. In Luke 9 and 1. And then we'll go to Ecclesiastes, but we'll go Luke 9 and 1. Once again, it's an honor and a privilege to be here. I have been pulling on Pastor Marty. "Please, can I come? Please." No, I'm just kidding. He goes, "I'll check my schedule. We got so many." So it was great because I knew I was coming into San Antonio. And then I said, I used to come into San Antonio to come back and go to the bars. But now I'm coming back to go to the churches. Come on. I'm looking for a good church. Come on. Are we a good church? Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, because we have to have power and authority. Look at your neighbor, say power and authority. I don't know how much I got, but we're going to go there. Ready? Luke 9 and 1. "When Jesus had called the 12 together, he had gave them power and authority to drive out all demons and cure diseases." Now, we always look at that word power. We always say, "Oh, I love power. I love power." But authority. That's why I say you have authority in your voice. Come on. Look, your children know if you have authority or not. God, when God speaks, he has authority. And if he says stop, you stop. Come on. Some people keep going, but, you're supposed to stop. But authority, when you have authority, just like a police officer with a badge, he has authority. Now, if he don't have his badge on, he's standing in the middle of the street and he's saying, stop. You're going to like, "Whatever, I'm going to hit you. I'm in a hurry. I got to go to Black Friday. Come on." Yeah, hallelujah. Or if you're saying you're going to church, "Oh, Pastor, I got stopped on the way by a cop. He wouldn't let me get by, so I had to be late." Amen. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 4. Look at your neighbor and say, "You look good this morning." Come on. Come on, you look good this morning. It's important what you say over yourself. Come on. And to other people, come on. Because it lifts their spirit, Because, if you look at your neighbor and you say, "You look ugly this morning." Like, what? You gotta lift the people's spirit up. Come on. Hallelujah. There was one church I went to. Man, you walk through the door and they kiss you as you walk in the door. I was shocked. I was like, "Hey, man, come on." Like, whatever. What's that? Hallelujah. I was like, they believe, greet with a holy kiss. Some of them I was wondering if it was holy or not, because I'm like, girl, come on, you're getting a little close. You gotta watch that. Ecclesiastes 3, 1 and 4. I'm talking about authority over seasons. Hallelujah. To everything there is a season. A time for every purpose under heaven. A time to be born. A time to die. A time to plant. A time to pluck what is planted. A time to kill. A time to heal. A time to break down. A time to build up. A time to weep. A time to laugh. A time to mourn. And a time to dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the word today. I thank you for what you're going to do in this house and your people. You're going to touch them in extraordinary, out of the ordinary, in the way you can. God, I thank you for hungry people looking for the power of your word. In Jesus' name. All right. Seasons are established fact of our... I have to go through this little thing right now because, see, any attorneys in here? No attorneys? Good. I'm good. Now, attorney has to build their case. And so what I have to do is I kind of got to give me some little leeway here because I have to build my case so you can kind of understand where I'm going. Amen? Seasons are established fact of natural life. Every year, the earth processes four seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter. In Houston, it's just one hot blur. Probably here in Texas, too, in San Antonio. A healthy marriage or relationship will experience five seasons of young love. Realistic love was once reality begins, you learn to love the real person. Come on. Rather than the fairy tale image of who you thought you were. God, my wife is not here. Shout out, Basaya. To comfortable love, transcendent love. Six predictable seasons of life are the cycle between birth and death. Infancy, puberty, adolescence, young adults, middle age, and old age. The four stages of life are birth, growth, reproduction, and death. The exception is when a person gives birth, but rather than dying, they continue to grow and reproduce again. In nature, death comes when something stops reproducing and it's no longer productive. We never want to be that way. Amen. Development comes in seasons. To become a master, you begin studying a certain subject such as calculus, and then you become an apprentice of electrician or perhaps a computer programmer. Or when you begin, it's much like trying to read hieroglyphics. Come on. Over a period of time, you'll learn and gain experience in the dynamics of subject so that you can be easily managed. The final season of development is to make the subject that was once foreign begin to work for you. Come on. At the point you have mastered what once mastered you. There are seasons of gain and seasons of loss. The enemy seeks to reverse all seasons in times of darkness, loss, and pain. What keeps us going during these overwhelming experiences is the hope of that things will change. Even though we don't know how or when, all we know is it will happen. Come on. Sometimes you just got to believe God. Come on. You just got to. You're in the darkest pit. You just got to say, you know, I just know my God. If I got here, I can get out of here. Come on. Suppose you had the authority to speak these words to the enemies. Seasons of loss, reversals, pain, darkness, seasons and hereby canceled in Jesus' name. Come on. As the moment, you have to speak to your season. Now, you didn't hear what I said. Yeah, you're looking at me like, is he for real? I like that shirt. Come on. No, our present world always subject to seasonal change. Oh, wait, hold on. Let me go back. Suppose the authorities speak. Okay, you've got to speak to your season and the happiness of joy, fulfillment, and fruitful harvest. Come on, we got to speak to our harvest. While seasons are a fact of life, a natural world, it is not so in the spirit. Come on, dimension. A natural life, it's not so in the spiritual. Come on. So dimensions or eternity. Seasons are do not exist there. Notice the scripture says there is a season for every purpose under heaven. At the dawn of creation, seasons did not exist, nor or present world always subject to seasonal change. Just to be certain there is no confusion, we're all on the same page. Let me explain what I mean. Anybody Cajun in here from Louisiana? You are? Well, then you'll get this real good. Hey, you might get it. I'll just tell you this joke. Watch this. There was a guy named, Boudreaux and Thibodeau. And Thibodeau, he said he developed oil, he got oil under his house. So he discovered that the land had striked a huge amount of money. And he began to, they said, you have to build a house according to what your status in life is. You got to build it. So Thibodeau went because he became very rich. The next day, Thibodeau called the contractor, carefully explained what he wanted. He said, I want a new house to look like this. He described it, the lawn and the garden, the swimming pool, the kitchen, sitting room, bedroom, kids, master bedrooms. There he carefully explained that he have to have one of them houses on top of them curving ladders. And he says, in other words, he wanted a house on top of a house. Come on. And he says, but I want one of them curved ladders that you walk up and reach it at the end of the bottom of the ladder. And one of them halo statues. And the contractor was puzzled for a moment, but until he figured out that in the house at the housetop, that meant that Thibodeau wanted a house to have two stories with a spiral staircase between the first and the second floor. But no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't figure out what the halo statue was. So he was afraid to say that he didn't know what it was, for fear that Thibodeau would think he was not a very good builder. So the contractor began a beautiful, beautiful, luxurious two-story home with a spiral staircase right at the base of the stairs, and placed a statue of the Virgin Mary with the halo statue at the end. And after he finished, Thibodeau and his wife came to see the home, and they loved the lawn, the garden, the stories of the house, swimming pool, kitchen. They saw everything, until they were ready to climb the staircase, the second floor. And they sat and saw the statue of Mary. Thibodeau quickly stopped and said, no, not the statue I want one, not that statue, I want them halo statues. A character, the only thing I was not sure about was the halo statue, the contractor said. He says, what you asked me for, I thought you meant the statue of the Virgin Mary. He said, no, not for show. That one of them things that sit at the end of the ladder and it says ring, ring, is statue. So we got to make sure that we're doing the right thing. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Genesis 3:17 and 19. In the Message translation, Genesis 3:17 and 19, the Message translation, he told the man, because you listened to your wife and ate of the tree, I command you not to eat from Don't eat from the tree and very ground a curse because of you. Getting food from the ground will be as painful as having babies is for your wife. You'll be working pain all your life. The ground will sprout thorns and weeds, and you'll get your food a hard way, planting and tilling, the harvesting, sweating in the field from dawn to dusk. Until you return to the ground yourself, dead and buried, you start out as dirt, and you'll end up as dirt. Hallelujah. The ground was cursed, but apparently God's grace allowed for a season so he could gather a large harvest to survive. Seasons are actually accommodation of the fallen sinful man. We just thought they were always here, but God just put them there so we could reap a harvest. Genesis reveals the story of man's fall prior to the earth was watered by the mist that arose from the earth. Genesis 2:5 and 6, New King James Version says, "For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth. There was no man to till the ground, but in the mist he went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground." There is where Jewish people conceived the idea for mist irrigation. If you look in Israel, they have how they started growing trees and stuff and plants through this mist irrigation, micro irrigation, gardening techniques that have absolutely transformed Israel, because nothing would grow there. But they realized something, that at the time of the earth was surrounded by water vapor. We are told that the vapor provided greenhouse effect and kept the earth's temperature in constant harvest season, lasted all year long, much like the land near the equator. Come on, anybody close to the equator, you know, you have fruit and you have things that grow seasonal. I've been to Honduras, I've been to South America, and constantly you're growing fruit constantly. Amen. Genesis 7:11-12, in the 600th year of Noah, life on the seventh day, the second month, on the day all the springs of the great deep burst forth and the floodgates of heavens were opened, and the rain fell on the earth 40 days and 40 nights. Come on. After the flood, water rescinded. God made a covenant with Noah, and consistent of two promises, he would never again destroy the earth with a flood, and from the point on, this earth would have seasons. You still with me? I have to build my case. I'm going to get to the good stuff in a minute. Are you getting it? Amen. Here we go. Genesis 8:22 says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease. Seasons will remain as long as the earth stands." Come on. The Bible promises that in time will come, the harvest will occur year round. In the words, there will be no more seasons. I don't think you got that yet. Revelations 22:1-3 says, "Then the angel showed me the river of water of life and clear crystal flowing from the throne of God of the Lamb down the middle of the great street of the city. On each side, a river stool, the tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit, yielding the fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree are of the healings of the nations. No longer will there be any curse." Come on in here. The book of Revelation tells us New Jerusalem will to descend from God out of the heavens, literally be accessible on earth. When that occurs, seasons will no longer exist. Why Revelation 22:3 says there will be no more curse. Come on. The curse, which is effects of sin, will be removed. Amos 9:13 says, "Behold, there is a day," or "these days are coming, says the Lord, when the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him who sows the seed. The mountains shall drip with sweet wine, and all the hills shall flow with it." In spite of the curse of sin throughout the Bible, God's people would often experience an abrupt seasonal change. Come on. Daniel in 2:20-22, Daniel answered and said, "Bless the name of God forever, for the wisdom and might are his, and he changes, and the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who are understanding. He reveals the deep secret things and knows what is in darkness. And the light dwells with him." That's my God I'm talking about. That's your God he's talking about right there. He knows the beginning from the end from the beginning. He knows the middle. He knows exactly everything that you have need of before you have it, before you get it, but it's already provided. Oh, can you hear what I said? Harabasakya. Woo! Y'all praying tongues over here? I'm just checking. Okay. All right. God has the authority to change seasons. God has authority to change your season. He changed Abraham's season from being childless to becoming the father of many nations. In the time of famine, God changed Isaac's season for supernatural harvest. Genesis 26:1, "Now there was a famine in the land besides the previous famine in Abraham's time." Genesis 26:12-13, "Isaac planted crops in the land and the same year reaped a hundredfold because the Lord blessed him." The man became rich, and his wealth continued to grow, and he became very wealthy. Come on. In one day, God changed Joseph's season, a barely existing in a prison cell, to being the second in the command in the land of Egypt. God can change your season. In the day God changed, for the desert surrounded Israel to blossom like a rose. God literally had to change growing seasons from all the crops. Job's season total loss was changed twice the possessions he had before. Come on in here. From being haunted criminal hiding in the wilderness, David became the king of Israel. Come on. Elijah changed Israel's season twice by declaring there would be no rain for 3 years, and then he declared the drought had come to an end. The king of Nineveh changed the season for his nation by repenting before God and fasting and prayer. Ezekiel changed the season in the valley of dry bones. Esther changed the season for entire Jewish population, preserving their lives from Haman, the cruel law. Daniel's changed Israel's season by praying for his people and released from Babylon. God can change your seasons. Jesus changed the season to nearly everybody he came in contact with. And that blesses me so, because I have Jesus living inside me. So if he did it as God and man, then together he was just as much God, just as much man. But I can't touch it in my best day. But because he came to restore what the last Adam lost, he came in, so there is no seasons with God. So every time he came up on somebody that was sick, he changed their season. Every time someone had a problem in their taxes, he changed their season. Every time the blind man, whether it was the blind man or whether it was the demoniac, he changed their season. Oh, y'all need to get more excited than that. I'm telling you, seasons are getting ready to change in this place. Woo! Over and over again, Jesus reveals how he demonstrated authority over seasons. He cursed the fig tree for having no fruit, even though it was time for figs. Why is that? Because where he comes from, there is no seasons. Everywhere he went, he grabbed a tree and he went to the tree and pulled some fruit. He gave fruit. But so he was expecting that little fig tree to pull something out, like he should have squeezed something out when he saw that Jesus came up, because Jesus was not used to seasons. And so, because it said it wasn't the season for figs. But I'll tell you what, when Jesus comes in contact with something, you better produce, baby. Because when he touches you, you begin to produce something. And so all of a sudden, he came up and he cursed it because he changed the season right there in the midst of time. Come on. Hallelujah. He cursed the fig tree. When the disciples were told to cast their nets on the other side of the boat, he caught so many fish, the nets broke. He changed his season. Come on, because I'm going to tell you right now, you're going to have a little, and all of a sudden you're going to say, I need some boats coming, because I need some help carrying my harvest in this next season. Woo, I feel the Holy Ghost in here right now. Oh, Jesus. When he fed the multitudes, seasons of growth and harvest were accelerated to produce enough bread and a fish to feed hundreds of hungry families. This amazes me, because he changed seasons. He took that bread and he took the fish, and all of a sudden it multiplied. And all of a sudden, fish were baked, bread was baked, fish were caught, fish were cooked right there in his hands. And as he delegated it out, he changed the season of over 5,000 people in one move. And that's what God can do when you give to God. God, you put it in God's hand, and God will multiply it. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. I don't think you heard me. Because see, if you put it in his hands, it begins to multiply. Oh, we got to. Hey, that's how God changes your season. That's why some people's seasons aren't changed. Because they say, well, it doesn't work for me. Well, give it, put it in God's hands and watch it multiply. I'm telling you, you're moving in a new season. He cursed. Now what? I feel something. When he fed the multitude, seasons of growth and harvest accelerate. He produced enough bread. He fed hundreds and hundreds of families. What is so amazing is that while Jesus was fully God and he was fully man, that what he did on earth was done as a man, not as God. That blesses me. Because guess what you're going to do? Because the miracles that come through you, the season changer that you are, in this season, you're going to be able to lay hands on the sick and change somebody's season. You'll be able to call those things that are not as though they are. And they begin to multiply, they begin to increase. Come on. You got to look at your situation and say, I don't like that situation. Well, you know what? I got the second Adam living inside of me. And I got the Lord of Lords and King of Keys. And when I declare something, it comes. Come on. When the boats are coming with my harvest. Come on. Oh, somebody's going to be blessed in this house. Oh, Rabasaka. He said, Philippians 2, 5 and 7, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who's being in the form of God, but not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant, coming in the likeness of men. That blesses me. You don't know how blessed you are. You don't know what your mouth is capable of doing. You don't know what your hands. In the day, we are to function as the body of Christ. Today, we're supposed to be functioning as the body. Not a broken body. Not a body that's weak, anemic, and helpless. But the body of Christ. Are you going to hear what I said? I know some of y'all, y'all been around it long enough. Y'all say, well, no, I done seen that. It doesn't work. Oh, no, it's going to work, baby, because this is a new season. This is a new season. Look at your neighbor and say, it's a new season. It don't matter how young, how old you are. You're about to move into a new dimension of revelation in this next year. It doesn't matter what the stock market says. It doesn't matter what the president does. It doesn't matter what happens. I don't care if Obamacare. You won't need Obamacare. All you need is God cares. And I say I'm healed and I'm blessed and highly favored. Come on in here. Oh, I feel something in here right now. Woo! You know, you're the first ones to hear this message. I was supposed to deliver it over there on the other side of town. But God favored you. Yeah. In that day, we function. John 14, 12 says, most assuredly I say to you, he who believes in me, the works I do, he will also. And greater, say greater, works than these will he do, because I go to my Father. Do you understand what he did? Do you understand what he did, man of God? Do you understand what he did? He left us with his anointing. He left us with his spirit. Because he said, I have to go. And he said, all you have to do is get it. When you got saved, season changed. You didn't hear what I said? When you came and gave yourself on the altar, your season changed. When your loved ones begin to give their life to the Lord this year, seasons are going to change. All the things that the devil stole is going to come accelerate to them because God's in a hurry to get some stuff done. You didn't hear what I said. Oh, and it might as well come through you. Now, it might as well come through me, and it might as well come through you because you are a season changer. Oh, I don't think you heard me. Woo! Jesus. Even if you weren't ready to change your season now, if you continue to wait, change is going to come. Some people want to wait. Some people say, well, I'll just wait for my ship to come in. And they find out it was the airplane at the airport. Come on. A lot of people don't understand when their season is. Come on. You ever seen that, Pastor? People, you see them, you go, man, they're about to get blessed. But they don't recognize it. They don't recognize it. So it's knocking on the door. It's right there. And you say, oh, come on, knucklehead, get it. Come on, because all you have to do is go out and grab it because God already provided it. Come on, he's already destined it for you to have it. Come on, say, God already destined for me to have my blessing. Woo, somebody's going to get their money. Come on. Somebody's going to get their money. Somebody's going to get their house. Somebody's going to get their car. Somebody's going to get their breakthrough tonight. Woo! Yeah. Somebody's kids are going to come off drugs this year. Oh, right before the new year, somebody's children are going to get saved. They're going to say, Mama, Daddy, I've listened long enough, and now it's time. I give myself over to God. I can't take it no more. Oh, your prayers are about to be answered. It took My mom used to set her Bible on the pew and say, my son is coming in. And I was the worst scoundrel. If God can save me, he can save anybody. Oh, Jesus. She put that Bible down and said, my son is going to sit here one day in church. Oh, Jesus. Next thing I know, I'm scooting that Bible over. And she said, you can't sit here. She looked at me and started crying. I said, tell that preacher to hurry up so I can get my life to Jesus. Because I'm tired of living in the season of lack and nothing. Because I lost there. The world lied. The world lied to you. The world lied. That's why you're in church. Because the world lied. Come on in here. Woo. Now watch. To every there, to Ecclesiastes 3:1 says, to everything there is a season, a time, and every purpose under the heaven. That's what you were talking about. I heard you. And the word season and time come from the same Hebrew word. Come on. In the verse, the two words are used interchangeably. Since the word time could be season, the scripture could read, to every season there is a season. Ecclesiastes 9:11-12. I've returned and saw under the sun that the race is not for the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor the bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. Come on. For man also does not know his time. Even though it may require, if you wait long enough, your ship will come in. Your ship will arrive. There's a due season. Come on, there's a due season. Many times people give up because they say, I've been going to church, I've been giving, I've been sowing, I've been tithing, I've been doing things at the church, helping out, and my season has not changed. You have a due season. Now, something that's due to you is you got to begin to expect it. Come on. If someone says, I got a $1,000 check for you, you begin to have an expectation of it coming to you. And you'd be calling them every 5 minutes. You still there? I'm on my way. Just stay on the phone because I want to make sure you're at the house. Yeah, I don't want to miss it. Come on, because I don't want you going off to the Walmart or nothing. Come on. Yeah, come on. Even though it may require years. Okay. Unfortunately, some people do not have the luxury of waiting for a new season. A man with lung cancer may not have another 10 years to live. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? Like the person who has just lost their job and their home is about to be foreclosed, needs a change of season now. I bet there's somebody in here that needs a season change now. I bet if I go to churches all over the place and there's somebody that needs a season change. There's somebody that's going through some reversals and tough times and struggles and wondering if the bill's going to get paid, wondering if the car's going to have enough gas. But I'm telling you, it's time for your season. Life has been designed by God so that destiny and opportunity knock on everyone's door. Most people fail the benefit of their present season for these reasons. They do not recognize it. Opportunity when it knocks. They have failed to prepare themselves. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. That word hope is Bible hope, which means expectation. This is what it means. To stick your neck out and say, come on, give it to me. It's mine, my anointing. My anointing. You got to give me more. I'm waiting. I'm expecting it. Come on. My money, huh? I'm looking for it. You didn't hear what I said. See, y'all like, oh, if God wants and do it, can't surround, whatever will be. I just, you know, I don't want to be too hard on God. Everybody asking for everything. Come on, somebody. God can hear anything. He's in your future before you even get there. Come on. Oh, you didn't hear what I said. Woo, is this helping anybody? All right, so life, okay, most people fail to benefit, so they do not recognize the opportunity when it knocks. They fail to be prepared themselves. Without strategy, the season could pass before they could take advantage of the opportunity. Leonard Ravenhill said it like this, the opportunity of a lifetime must be seized within the lifetime of the opportunity. Woo! As you have often heard, I believe that Jesus is the second Adam and came to restore with the first Adam. Now, as I just said, I'm telling you, it's going to work this year. It's going to work before the end of the year.
That's right.
It's working before you get to Nick. Before you get to 2014, you don't have to ask for none. It's already started the process. That's why I had to deliver this message, because if I didn't, you have something to hope for next year. And you already begin to see it before it gets there, and then you're already ahead of the, you're ahead of it. Come on. Acts 3:21. He said, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things, which God has spoken to by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. It is unfortunate that most believers understand the restoration of things to only include salvation and our relationship with God. I believe that God intended to purge the word of every effect of sin. As Revelation 22:3 says, the curse will be removed. Joel 2:25 says, so I will restore to you the years that the swarming locusts. Come on, somebody had some swarming locusts visit your house. Come on, the chewing locusts, the consuming locusts. Come on, the great army. That was sent among you. Let me tell you something. I'm talking about the locust that was laying in your bed. Come on. The locust that was at your house, at your job. I'm talking about he's going to restore some things that you lost on your job. Those swarming locusts, those lying down locusts. Come on. The locust that was chewing on your family. Come on. And you came back and you said, I got a bunch of bites on me. But this is the time that you're about to take it by the horns and go forward in Jesus. Whoo. Now watch. So, the Hebrew word restore is to make covenant or to be complete what is missing. But the English translation says this: to bring into existence use, to reestablish and restore in order, to bring back to the state of health and soundness of vigor, to take back to the former place or former position rank, to restore the king to his throne, to give back, to make return of restitution of anything taken or lost. To reproduce, reconstruct ancient buildings, extinct animal, its original state. So you can change your season. Watch this. You ready to blow your mind? How many season changes do I have in here? How many season changes do I have in here? Oh, I'm going to call you out a little bit. Season changes. The woman with the issue of blood changed her season, and so did Bartimaeus and the 10 lepers. The Syrophoenician woman changed her season for her daughter. Mark 7:25-30 says, for a woman whose young daughter had an unclean spirit heard about him, and she came and fell at his feet. The woman was a Greek, a Syrophoenician by birth. She kept asking him, cast the demon out of my daughter. Sometimes a little consistency, a little be constant. But Jesus said to her, let the children be filled first. For it is not good to take the children's bread and throw it to the little dogs. And she answered and said to him, yes, Lord, yet even the little dogs under the table eat from the children's crumbs. Then he told her, for this saying, go your way. When she said that, he was walking. He stopped in mid-stride and he said, what'd you say? He said, you know what? It would have been 10 years before the restoration that for her to get that blessing of Israel to touch the Syrophoenician people, for the people outside of Israel to be touched. 10 years. So this is what Jesus did. He walked by spirit, went 10 years into the future, and brought her blessing of healing right back to her in that moment. I'm talking to season changers that can go into the future and grab the blessing that somebody has and bring it to them just like that. That's why when I pray for the sick, I say, you look better in the future than you do right now. And I know you're going to be healed because Jesus already provided. So you may think it's going to take you a long time, but I'm going to go into the future and I'm going to bring your healing right now. I'm talking, where are my season changes in this place? Oh. She went to her house and found that the demons were gone. So he said, well, that's all good reading. I see it. I don't know if that'll happen for me. The thing is, it's going to start happening. How many getting this? How many understanding? Huh? Come on. Because somebody needs to be a season changer. I'm talking about we're going to shift seasons on your own, or on your own, because when you realize who lives inside of you, you realize you are a season changer. Yes. Pastor Marty, I don't think they got it. Because see this is what's going to happen. You won't have to pray for nobody no more, because they're going to say, oh no, I got it. I'm praying that I got the job. I got the blessing. I speak it. I'm bringing my future right into the now. I'm a season changer. Woo! Yeah. I feel something in here right now. It would be at least 10 years into the future when the gospel would be delivered to Cornelius and the household. 10 years. God has a way to change your season. And if he's living in you, you are a season changer. Say, I'm a season changer. 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 Where are my season changers in this house? Oh, come on. Make it rain in this house. Make it rain in this house. Come on, season changers. You should be declaring rain. You should be declaring blessings on your house. Where every chair is full, you're already busting out the seams. You should be declaring, this is my season, my time. And the people get around me, their seasons are going to change. Oh, you didn't hear what I said? Yeah, come on. Ah, da ba sakaria da ba ba, so cool. Oh, rabababasaka. I am a season changer. From this day forward, I won't live in the past. I'm living in my future, because I'm going 10 years into my future. And I'm getting what God has already ordained for me. Oh, I don't think you heard me. Oh. First off, you have to change your season. How to change your season? You change your mind. Change your heart. Change your attitude. And change your actions. Ooh. I don't think you heard me. How many believe you're a season changer from this day forward? I'm going to pray with some people in the next few moments, and your season is going to change. Your season of pain is going to change. Your pain in your body is going to change. Your headaches are going to stop. Come on. You'll go home and the blessing will be waiting on you. You didn't hear what I said. Yeah, the blessings of the Lord will be waiting on you. Hallelujah. 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 The blessings will be waiting on you. You'll be speaking to your harvest. You sow your seed and you start to speak to your harvest. You sow your tithe. They said, the windows of heaven are open over my life. See, when we begin to speak in seasons, we begin to speak as season changers. Faith that we believe we can change. Hallelujah. 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 Who's got pain in their body right now? Who's got pain in their body? Don't be scared. Come over here, sir. Your season's getting ready to change. Where's the pain? Your leg? How long has it been there? 3 years. 3 years? What'd you do to it? Mm-hmm. You had it. No, you had it. See, because we take ownership of problems. We're not supposed to. That's not ours. That's the devil's. The devil caused whatever, and you just said, okay, I'll take it. But you're not going to take it no more. Ready? You're going to take your healing. I want you to look. If there's pain in it, I want you to look for your healing. Lift your hands. Thank you, Jesus. All inflammation go. Thank you, Lord. Circulation come. Now walk over there and walk back. Tell me what you feel. Hallelujah. Feel better? Amen. That's good stuff right there, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. All right. God's good, huh? Hallelujah. See, that's how easy it is when you know you're a season changer. Because people aren't supposed to live sick in their body. They're not supposed to live sick in their body. Anybody else want prayer for anything that's in your body that you need? foot problems, back problems. Come on, speak up now. Forever hold your healing. All right, this is what I'm going to do. Father, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Rabababasatiriririsi. I want us to worship. Let's put this song up, and we're going to worship for a moment, and then I'm going to start praying for folks. I want you to get in an atmosphere of worship. Stand up if you want, worship, and then I'm going to. Somebody's season is going to change. my sister, what's your name? Erica? There have been demonic assignments on your life to hinder you from moving into destiny and purpose. But the Lord spoke to me just a while ago that you're about to move into a new season that's not fear-driven. There's been about three seasons, which is like 3 years, that you have struggled. But God's getting ready to break that. God's getting ready to take you to a new dimension of Him. Your heart is tender towards God, and the enemy knows it. And you're about to move into a new realm of destiny and purpose. And what the enemy stole is about to be returned. Amen. Is your hand? Is that all right? Come on over here. Watch how God begins here. Let me turn you around this way. Watch how the anointing on my life, watch how it begins to get on her. I have an anointing of restoration. And so when God begins to move, what happens is the presence and the power gets heavy. How you feel? How's that feel? You feel that? It's good stuff, huh? That's how it gets heavy. Ready? Start right there. Ready? Boom, boom. Layers coming up. There you go. Go ahead. Take that. Go ahead. Right through you. Boom. That's it. That's the fire of God burning out all the dross out of your life. The struggle, the pain. You're about to see a new season. Go ahead. Take that. That's good stuff. Go ahead and take that. A new season. Let the fire burn. Fire of God's burning out all the dross. Let the Holy Spirit do His work. That's it. All the stuff you saw, God's erasing. God's bringing you into a new dimension of health, peace. Here it goes. Take that peace. Joy. 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 There you go. Just take that. It's good stuff. Yeah. He's breaking. He's breaking those layers that, or those seasons. He's breaking them off right now. He's chiseling them. Thank you, Jesus. I rebuke rejection right now. In the name of Jesus. I rebuke that rejection right now. The Father does not reject you. He's got to. There he goes. Go ahead, take that. Thank you, Jesus. What's that feel like? That's fire all over him. Lift your hands and just don't spectate. Participate. Pray. Thank you, Jesus. You've been carrying heaviness. God's breaking it right now. You're going to be a new person after today. You ready for that? Say yes. Amen. Now stand upright. There you go. See, the enemy's had you bent down for years. It's been painful. His deliverance is in the house. God loves you so much. You're about to see tremendous, tremendous breakthroughs. You ready for that? Yeah? How you feel right now? You felt something lift off you? Yeah? Haven't felt that in a while, huh? What do you feel? Like a fire? Just heavy? Touch your fire. Fire. All of it. All of it. All of it. In Jesus' name. All of it. All of it. All of it. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. All of it. All root of it. I rebuke it now. All root of it right now in Jesus' name. I yank it up at the roots. And I plant in good soil now. Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now how you feel? Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. God's doing some great stuff in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's been controlling your mind, but it's about to come. Come on, you can sleep again. Come on, you sleep again. You can sleep again. Sleep peaceful. Come on, sleep again. Sleep peaceful. Come on, sleep again. Sleep peaceful. Sleep again. Sleep peaceful. Come on. Jesus' name. Jesus. Just soaking that. Just soaking that. Feel good? Yeah. Was that right? There was some weightiness on you? There's some stuff going on? God knows, huh? Yeah. It's your season to change. Amen. You're a blessing. Don't let anybody ever tell you you're not a blessing. You are a blessing. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, sister. Thank you. Thank you, God. Are you in ministry right now? Just say yes or no. Okay, thank you. People are always like, you tell me, prophet. I don't know everything. I just know some things. Here, we're going to unlock you. We're going to lock that ministry. So you go full force into next year. Go ahead, take that. Go ahead, take it. Just take it. It's good. It's good. Go ahead, take it. More, Lord. More, 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 more. The fire, the fire, the fire, the fire, fire, fire. Go ahead, that's it. Go ahead, take it. Hallelujah. Boom. 2, 3, 4. Bam. Go right through you. Boom. Just right through you. Boom. Just like that. Whew. That's good. Just moved you to 99 miles an hour on the freeway. Hallelujah. 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 You know, as you worship, you activate God's presence, and then God's attracted to your worship. How many ready for their season to change? Hallelujah. It's good. I spoke to the right church. Because you're going to 2014 with a new attitude. And don't look at me like, not mean anymore, but happy. Amen? All right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's the power of God moving in this place. It's going to get thicker. It's going to get thicker. Lift your hands and just worship Him. Just worship Him. Come up and you want God to release you into the next year and you want that season change, why don't you come up to the front. Come on. Get close to each other. Side by side. Especially you ministers. Because you know what? We think we're too... Woo! I believe He's igniting a fire down in your soul. Stuff. Now, I hope whoever catches is good. Because in South America, they just fall on each other. So the person in back is usually the catcher. I'm the pitcher and you're the catcher. Come on, lift your hands and worship. Come on, it's all about Him. It's not about me. I don't do nothing. I'm just a vessel that says, I just want to release what's in that, release what's already in the house that you've been pregnant with, that God's going to open up.
They're singing, holy. We've got the angels and the 24 elders and the cherubim and the seraphim and the glory of God. not from a man, one from God. I'm telling you, I've seen it all over. When people are looking for God to do something, and they're expecting, God just breaks into a new dimension, a new season. Years of praying and fasting, sister, of not for naught. You're about to move in that new revelation, demonstration of the Word of God. From this day forward, what you read will become so real to you that you will activate that Word of God in people's lives. So, Father, I thank you that now the things that were holding her are about to move the springboard into her existence. The future, Jesus, fire of God. And get up healed while you're at it. People think about it too much. So you think about it. You're like, should I fall? Should I not? It doesn't matter if you fall or not. It's how you get back up anyway. Go all over the world. I see people fall out, but they still act like alien abductions. That's all right. Hallelujah. Come on, worship Him. See, it's going to settle. The other night, it just settled on the people, man. It was just fire. Stay there. Just, it's coming. It's coming. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. Fresh. Fresh water. Unlock. 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 Right there, God. Thank you, Jesus. More Jesus. Loose. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, that's good stuff. There you go. Take that. That's good fire. That fire go in your hands so you can do what you're called to do. Releasing your healing to the nation. Jesus, more Jesus, more Jesus, more Jesus. Change the season, change the season, change the season, change the season. Here goes. Season change right there. Season change right there. Prophesying your future. Don't let the enemy trip you up on your words. Powerful, my God. Unlock. Unlock. Powerful. 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 Come on, sister. How's that feel? My sister, I'm gonna touch you.
This is what we're singing in heaven.
What am I doing? I'm unlocking destiny. Fresh oil on your life. Fresh oil, fresh joy. Fresh oil, fresh joy. Here it comes. Years of struggle, getting ready to move into that 10-year destiny.
Thank you, Father.
Go ahead, take that. Go ahead, take that. Good stuff. Deep in your soul.
Woo.
It's good. More, Lord. More, Jesus. You're the healer. You're the burden bearer. The burdens are going to be stepping stones for you to move into dimensions of destiny. No more fear. No more anguish. There it goes. Good stuff. Hallelujah. Woo. Y'all married? Yeah.
His presence is touching you.
Oh,
there's been a, in the subconscious level, this somewhere, the younger stages, there has been a, there has been this words that have been spoken, that what happens is it's been hindering you up until now, because at the subconscious level, you the freedom that you would have to praise or worship or declare or decree is not exactly where it needs to be, but it's getting ready to move out in this next season. You're about to move into a new revelation. Next time I see you, I'm going to watch you praising, worshiping, declaring, decreeing, prophetically, and even in you. There's a new move coming to your life, a favor. There's been some snags by the enemy, and you know, it's like a bear trap, and from this day forward, you're gonna have the wisdom to ignore the bear trap. And God's got a new season in store for your life. There have been financial doors that were supposed to open, and now get ready to open for you. And the deal is that that you struggled for years, saying, "When is it my time? When is it my hour? When is it my moment?" God, I see everybody else. I see this. It's something I'm coveting what they have, but God, I have a family. I have situations, but God, I'm telling you, this is going to be a new season, a new hour. There's going to be anointing on the money that you get. People are going to start blessing you that you don't know, and people will bless you that do know you. In fact, I see people just wanting to partner with your life just because they see this grace and this blessing on your life. That people just want to get around you just for that sake. And they're just going to say, "Man, I just want to give you some $5, $10. I just want to give. God just told me to give you this." And watch what happens. It's going to, I see that you'll have more money than you will at a job. And that's a good thing to have. For years, I had a job, and then I had made so much money preaching that I didn't ever get to cash the checks that I had on a secular job. I would just sew them. I didn't need to. So watch what happens. God, I thank you for what the release is coming to both their lives. There's going to be peace in that home. There's been some struggles. But God said, "That's all right. Because the devil got in, but I'm kicking him out right now." Ooh, there goes. I just kicked him out. Kicked him out in Jesus' name. You can go home and you can find an atmosphere of peace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I renounce every word that's been spoken that's been negative. I rebuke it. I renounce it. And now I send blessed, beautiful, healthy, wealthy, and wise. And you are a blessing to be a blessing. In Jesus' name. The wind of the Spirit is blowing you. Yeah, that's good stuff. How you doing? How old are you? 14. What do you want to do? Be a doctor? You sure? What kind of doctor? Obstetrician. Wow. You ready for school then? Yeah. Excited. We're going to be a doctor. That's all right. That's it, huh? Just a doctor? All right. Lift your hands. Say, "Thank you, Jesus, to accelerate my life." Here comes the acceleration. Boom. 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 Thank you, Lord. Wisdom, counsel, understanding in Jesus' name. Wisdom, counsel, understanding in Jesus' name. There's a lot of things coming against your mind because you think too much. Boom, boom, just like that. Boom, boom, just like that. Let it go through you. Boom, just like that. Boom, boom. Lift your hands. Boom, lift your hands. Boom, watch it go through you. Go through you. Boom, boom. Mighty man of God, come on. World changer, healer, world changer, earth shaker, come on. See yourself that way and you'll become. You ready? Good stuff. Hallelujah. What's up, man? Alien abduction. Is it, you sure that's you? Are you positive? How would I know? I'm seeing the antennas back there. Mm-hmm. This is a real Father, I thank you that the prayers of his parents are coming forward. I thank you, Lord, that at a young age, he'll be able to see dreams, have dreams and visions, because that's what your word says. And I thank you, Lord, that I see the prophetic gift coming on his life. And it's an edgy prophetic gift. You look mild and meek. You have your hands in your pocket, because that's what kids do. Huh? And you want to be like another kid, but from this day forward, you can't be like another kid. Come on. You can't be like another kid, because I'm shaking it off. I'm shaking it off. I'm shaking it off. Can't be like another kid. Hallelujah. Just stay there and worship, my friend. God's got great stuff for you. How you feel? How long you been coming to this church? A month? You're about to accelerate all the years that you didn't come, about to come to you. You're about to do some great stuff. Just hold on. I'll be back for you. Just worship God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is this all right? Oh, man. That's okay. You missed it. Hallelujah. You can get her blessings too. I don't know. Amen. Lift your hands to the Lord. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see a great favor on you. Favor, 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 favor. I see favor. I see loved ones that just want to be around you. I see this great favor. And at times it doesn't seem like that, right? Some people just kind of don't want to hang out with you, but get ready. They're gonna be hanging out all the time, and it's gonna be good. You ready to impart some motherly stuff? You ready to do that? You've been stirring yourself up with the word to impart some motherly stuff. There's gonna be some motherly stuff you're gonna have to do in this house. Amen. You believe that? Say yes or no. No. Okay. Yeah. Hallelujah. We need the mothers back in the church.
Come on.
With healing in their hands. With healing in their hands. With healing in their hands. Healing in their hands. New season. Grace. Favor. Go to heaven. Jesus. Go to heaven. I said that the other night and somebody actually went to heaven. And then they said they didn't want to come back. But they went. They started having visions. And they start seeing, like, in the spirit, doves and angels and all kinds of stuff. I'm glad I didn't see pigeons. You didn't get that. You're like, this ain't for real, Mildred. He's taking up my eating time. Come on, it's cold outside. You ain't got no place to go. Hallelujah. Can my sister grab my hand? Father, give her favor, understanding, knowledge, counsel. New revelation. Strength in those bodies, in that body. Strength, 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 strength to strength to strength to strength. A new grace. A new grace. Ooh, there it goes. A new grace coming to you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Are you hungry for God? Or you just come to church just to hang out? You sure? You want some more anointing? More than you have? Because you got anointing, but at times you doubt yourself. But God never doubted you. See? At times you doubt yourself. But in that doubting time, God says, just enter in with me. Just go in that secret place. Go in that secret place. Get in that secret place. Go in the secret. Go in the secret place. Go in. Get under my wings. Get in the shadow. Come on, get under the secret place. You ready? With your hands? It's going to go right through you just like that. Boom. Just like that. Boom. Just like that. Boom. Boom. Jesus. New heart. More anointing. Just receive. Come on, get on fire for God. Fire that won't go out, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. More, Lord. More, 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 more. More, 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 more. More, more. Just stay there and worship. God's doing great things. Touch your hands, God. Touch your hands. Better not worry about. Father, I thank you that no sickness, disease will come nigh her dwelling place. No sickness, disease will come nigh her dwelling place. Change your words. Change your words. There it goes. Just change your words. There it goes. Oof. Sometimes we live so long. How's that leg? Good? Touch, 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 touch his heart. Use him, earth shaker. Hallelujah. What's up, my sister? Yeah. You're from Louisiana? I'm sorry, I had the accent wrong. I wanted to say Shay and all that stuff. I can't do it. I'm Mexican. I should have told a Mexican joke.
Okay. I got it.
You got it? Amen. Lift your hands. Unbelievable anointing. 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 Anoint. 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 New season of anointing. I see anointing of miracles in your house. Anointing of miracles in your house. No more doubt. No more unbelief. There it goes. Touch those hands for your glory. More fire. More fire. More fire. Every time she puts this hat on, send the fire of God through her body. Ooh, she's going to sweat in it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You prayed for a long time for this man of God. And Amos 9:13 is coming. It's already on you. See? And now, there's no turning back. You're under a good man of God, woman of God here in this house. They're very trustworthy, very loving. And they give good tacos out. Amen. And God's getting ready to do great and mighty things through you, sir. I just say a season of acceleration and power on both of you. Thank you, Jesus. That's all right. The Lord's going to start speaking to you about doing some type of ministry. But He's put it in your heart. I don't know what that is yet. But it's all about Jesus. I know that. That's right. And all the rejection is coming off right now. Boom. Boom. Rejection. 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 Coming off now. Now. Breaking. Every time I snap, it's leaving. Every time I snap, it's leaving. Rejection, even when you were little, it's coming off. That's why when things were separate and things were, you were coming and he wasn't, it was hard. But right now, he's making it. Ooh, you feel that? You feel that? What's that feel like? Feel fire? I'm sweating up here now. That's it. That's it. Get hungry. Get thirsty. Get hungry. Get thirsty. Get hungry. Get thirsty. Go ahead. Take that anointing. Go ahead. Take it. More, Lord. More, more, more. Take it all off. Take it all off. There goes. Ooh, there goes the anointing. You're a changed man, sir. That fire that I just released on you, you can't ignore it. In fact, every time you come in this door, that fire is going to get on you. And every time you start to do the wrong thing, he's going to fuego de Dios. Hallelujah. How you doing, sister? Yeah? Ready to move into your new destiny and purpose? Yeah. It's been a while, huh? You're asking God, when, how, how's that going to happen? How's that, you know, I don't understand all that, you know, he's talking all this, but really, you know, God, I got to wrap my brain around it. But it's all, sorry, I read it. I just came out to the spirit. You're like, that sounds good for him. He's moving. He's in the ministry. But you're in the ministry. Yeah? And it's getting ready to get thick on you. It's getting ready to get thick. Lift your hands. It's getting thick. Unzipping those layers. Boom. Unzipping those layers. Boom. In the core of your being. Taking it off. Watch how it hits you sideways. Boom. Watch how it hits you sideways. Boom. Watch how God hits you sideways. Boom. Right in the hip. Boom. Watch how He hits you sideways. Boom. Boom. That's it. Don't pray. Just receive. Touch. Woo. Go ahead. Go to heaven. Go ahead. Go, 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 go. Woo. Where's my towel? I'm starting to sweat, bro. Thank you. This is anointing. People ask me, why do you carry this towel? Because if you don't do right, I'll just pop you. No, just kidding. She goes, really? Not me. I've got something for you. Is this your little girl? Yeah. All these? And her?
No.
Don't even claim her. Like, I don't even know. She followed me to church. I'm going to get you all. Lift your hands. How you feel right now? So you'll feel something that's going to come out. Oof. Oof. There's years of pain that's hit you. Oof. I'll get there in a minute. It might be here a while. Hallelujah. All right. Hallelujah. You love Jesus? How do you know? Because the Bible tells you so. You look like you love Jesus. You want power and authority in your life? Jesus, I ask you to touch this little one with the fire of God. Ooh. Amen. All right. What do you do for God?
What do I do for God? Well, I pray gently for God.
You do? Amen. Amen. Do that here? Amen. Boom, boom, feet like butter. Boom, 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 boom. Strengthen those legs. Devil, you get off of her legs. Get off of her legs. There he goes. There goes. Boom. Go ahead, take the fire. More, Lord. More, 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 more. More anointing. There it goes. Ooh. Let's take it. There it comes. Release. Ooh, yeah. There it goes. There it is. Set fire. What's that feel like? Feel the fire of God? Yeah. Ooh, see. Ooh, more, Lord. More, Jesus. More, Jesus. You're never going to be the same. Season changer, world shaker. Dancing for the Lord, issuing in the Spirit, issuing in angels. Issuing in angels in your house. Yeah, issuing in angels in your house. You're not a covenant breaker, you're a blessing. A blessing taker. Come on. You're blessed to be a blessing. New attitude, new zeal, new life. Jesus. Hallelujah. More Jesus. Ooh, how'd that feel? Good stuff, huh? Amen. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. I'm going to get you in a second. Lift your hands. Lift them up. Jesus. 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 More Jesus. More Jesus. Our hunger. 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 Make these young people hungry for you, God. Make them hungry for you. Make them hungry for you. Make them hungry for you. Make them world shakers. History makers. Or they get up, world shakers, history makers, world shakers, history makers, world shakers, history makers, on fire for God. We need the youth to be on fire, amen? We need them to be on fire. Take that fire. Ooh. Hallelujah. How that feel? Good? It's going boom, just like that. All right. Father, ooh. Thank you, Jesus, for a new grace. There it goes. Oh. There it goes. Thank you, Jesus. Come on back. Hallelujah. Go through it, Lord. Go through it, Lord. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. Blessed to be a blessing. There's been people that have been trying to steer you the other way. And God said, I put roadblocks in their way because you have a purpose with me. Say it, God, you're like an Esther. You're going to free up your family and free up people. I see it on you right there. Hallelujah. What's up, man? All right, I like it. What's it say?
The King is here.
Okay. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, make him a history maker, a world shaker, moving a new attitude, new revelation. God,
I'm telling you tonight, he's not
more of you, God. Be hungry, be thirsty, be hungry, be thirsty. In this new season, watch how God begins to show you great and mighty things, like Jeremiah. But he said, call on me. It's a time for you to move into a season of ministry, of grace and power for others to follow you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Good stuff. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Woo. I want
more Jesus. There were doors that you were supposed to, that the enemy opened, and you weren't supposed to go there. But God sealed them and sealing them for you for this time and this hour. You're about to move into a new revelation of His Word. There's a new strength, a grace coming to your life, a new power, and a new authority in your voice. Don't doubt, because it's getting ready to happen. Whew. Lord, send your fire through to her. Whew. Grace on her life. Grace on her life with power. Lord, favor. Favor. Stay connected to the body. And watch how God keeps continuing to anoint you. But you got to stay connected. There'll be people who tell you, disconnect, disconnect. That's not for you. But you need to stay connected to this house. You can run here and there and nowhere, but you stay connected to this house. God's got great stuff for you on that matter. Father, I thank you for greatness on this man of God's life. Greatness on him. With a preaching ability that will take cities for God, streets for God. So take that fire. More, Jesus. Yeah, that's it. He's taking it out, burning out all the dross, doubt and unbelief. Yeah, it's hard to stand up in that stuff. It's hard. But that fire that's on my life is getting on you as an evangelist. In the presence of angels, with God's glory on the wings. Stay connected. Don't let nobody talk you out of your blessing. Don't let anybody talk you out of your blessing. Stay connected. Hallelujah. Yeah. Take all of it. Boom, 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 take all of it. Take all of it. Take all of it. Take all of it. Come on. It's going right through you. Boom. Boom. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for His faithfulness. Thank you, Lord, for His gift and His grace that's on. Receive from God. I thank you, Father, that you're speaking to him in hours and minutes. And he hears your voice. He's directed his pathways from you, Father. And I ask you to bless him. Season changer. Season changer. Season changer. Season changer. Season changer. Stay connected. You got seasons of revelation word in you. And it's coming out your belly every day. Stay connected. This is a great house to stay connected to. And you're going to move in such authority and power after today. It's going to be, you got to stay humble. And thank you, Jesus. Faithlessness. Let me see this later. Money. Thank you, Father. I rebuke doubt and unbelief. Move into destiny and purpose. Take that anointing. That's it. You're not just a cameraman. You're not just a person working the sound. You're anointed. You're appointed. You've got grace of the Holy Spirit on you. One great thing about this house, it's a prophetic house. And if you tone yourself up into it, you're going to get it. So hone into it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your presence. Hallelujah. More, Lord. More. More. More, Jesus. Oof. Okay. Come here. Stand with me. Walk with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're good. God, you're good. Come on, pray with me. Pray with me. Layers are coming off. Layers. Layers of fear. Layers of fear. Layers of pain. Layers are coming off. There it goes. All right, take that. Go ahead, just receive it. Ooh, that's good stuff, huh? Good stuff. Right there, take it. Just take it. What does that feel like? Can you explain it? Yeah? Jesus. More, Lord. More, Jesus. Lord, I ask you, God, give her a revelation of Jesus. Give her a revelation of you in a greater way, God, as she moves in destiny and purpose. Yeah, family member said it's not going to last. But you're going to outlast them. Woo! That's a fire of God. I'm amazed how God just delivers people and just changes the season. It's good stuff, huh? Ooh, it's all coming out. Go ahead, take it. Go ahead, take it. Father, I thank you for what you're doing in this young lady's life. How's your stomach? Put your hand in. You better? Okay. All right, put your hand in. Loose. Now, Satan, I drew you by the blood of Jesus. You loose her mind, her heart, her soul. Right now, in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. Right now, in Jesus' name. There it goes. It's coming off the back. Right there. There's been like a tension here, and it's coming off. Jesus. Come on, pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't watch me. Pray. See, breakthroughs are happening.